Thank you, Steve Bertrand. I was sorry to hear about Milt Rosenberg. And lovely stories everyone had. I am Wendy Snyder. Harry Tynowitz is with me today, sitting in for Bill Leff. I know Bill used to come across him a lot. I have to be honest with you, I met Milt just a handful of times, and I wish I had more time to talk with him, because the stories I hear, and even just meeting him those few times, he was quite an original. I will say that.
His reputation preceded him. I hardly knew him at all, and he will be missed.
He was a force. He was
not to be reckoned with.
You know, he was a Chicago. He was an icon. You know, you think of that. He hosted Extension 720 for nearly 40 years.
That's amazing.
And you know, princes and paupers would be on that show, and it was a point for publishers. I later would get to know the publishing business a little bit, but it was a point for publishers to place their authors on that show. And, you know, he hosted a radio program that is, you know, difficult to maintain today because our attention span has changed so much. The way we gather information has changed so much. But in his days, many, many days, he was the real thing and a real leader in the industry.
It's such a sad time of year to begin with. We had Dr. John Duffy, clinical psychologist, I should say show psychologist. We had him on last week, and he was talking about this is a time of year that a lot of people are sad and a little depressed and without knowing about what. And that happens because he likened it to if you're married and you're planning a wedding, it's all exciting and you live for everything about that plan, and then you have your wedding and it's great, and then you go on your honeymoon and then you come home and you're like, no one's paying attention to us anymore. I'm not wearing a beautiful white dress anymore. Jimmy Mack, where is your tux? So it's kind of a letdown. And that's what this is with the holidays. Everybody kind of builds up to it. My 15-year-old son Dylan was saying, I'm just feeling kind of bummed. And I'm like, that's because your birthday was December 13th and then Christmas, and now you got nothing. You got this bitter cold, nothing to look forward to until summer.
That's why my wife, after we got married, she made me wear a tux for the next 14 years. And then I had to bring home a six-tiered cake every Saturday.
What?
Six-tiered cake.
Oh, God, Harry, you have it tough. But it is that time of year, and it's like out with the old, in with the new. You're starting a new
postpartum
year fresh. It is. And then to hear about Milt Rosenberg, that just made me very sad today. And that's when you think about it most, at the end of the year and at the beginning of the year. And then you trudge through the rest of the 12 months. So put that in your pipe.
Right, and it's never long enough, but he did have, you know, into the 90s. Who wouldn't take that?
I hope I make it to 60. I found out Eric Zorn was 60. I can't believe he's 60. He doesn't look it at all. He's in great shape. That just surprised me. I thought he was closer in age to me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 55, which, by the way, if someone's planning a surprise party for me and you're going to get Sammy Hagar to do I Can't Drive 55, you better plan that now because my birthday's in February. So,
Jasmine, you on that?
I'm on it.
Okay.
Big party. I want to sing a song with Sammy. And
what if she gets David Lee Roth?
I would love that, but that's not the, I need the, you know, congruency there. You mentioned, and I mentioned, the letdown of, you know, after the wedding is over. I feel I have done a disservice to good old Jimmy Mack, my husband. I got my knee replaced on December 7th. I don't want to be the one that always talks about, oh, yes, I've got a new knee replacement. I'm happy with the results. You were surprised I didn't have a cane today?
Yeah, I was listening on Monday when you and Brian were doing the show, and you had a cane. And
that was
just
for show, so no one would trip me or something.
It was like you were really into The Hobbit, you know, and so I am Gandalf. Stand back, or I shall cast a spell.
Or Huggy Bear. It could have been that kind of a cane.
I knew Huggy Bear very well.
Did you?
Tony Fargus.
You really knew him?
He was in Up the Academy.
Oh, that's right, as you were. That's
oh,
true.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Oh, my God. You Up the Academy, Bill Leff,
Major League
1 and 2. What else were you in?
I was in jail once. I was in Return to Me, The Great Bunny Hunt. I was in Risky Business. And I was in The Package, starring Gene Hackman and Tommy Lee Jones.
My God, I got to go look for those this weekend.
You might be better off having your other knee done again.
No. I've seen all those movies, too, and did I blink? Are you in it for a long time?
Yeah, Up the Academy, I've got a big part. The rest of
I know.
The rest of them, I have one or two lines. Yeah,
it's still a line.
One line in Return to Me, two lines in The Package, and one line in Risky Business. I was cast in a much larger role.
The Tom Cruise role?
No, the Curtis Armstrong role. And then like 2 days before we started filming, I got a call saying, hey, Curtis Armstrong got a theater release. I didn't know what that meant.
I don't either.
It meant that you were doing a play and they released you from the play so you could be in a movie. So he got to say, sometimes you just got to say. And I got a different part. But, you know.
Still in it.
Yeah, right.
Iconic movie.
I'm looking around the studio. I don't see Curtis Armstrong sitting with the Wendy Snyder here filling in for Left.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm doing well. I'm going to rehab. I'm really working hard.
Your knee is not giving you pain?
It hurts.
Is it hard to sleep?
It is hard to sleep. I have to be honest with you. I only sleep in increments of about 2 or 3 hours, and I wake up. I just am not comfortable. Kind of stopped taking the pain pills after a week, but now I've been taking them at night, just one, just to kind of ease me into sleep, and it still doesn't work. So since I got this replaced on December 7th, I asked Jim to sleep on the couch because we just have a queen-size bed, and he lays on my left side, and I don't want him to kick my leg.
A queen size bed. You can fit an entire rock band in there. What about the group Queen?
I don't know what that is.
It's the group Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody, Freddie Mercury's old group. I mean, there's got to be at least five
queen
guys.
In my bed? I cannot.
It'd be hard to fall asleep.
Yes. But so I have made Jim sleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And last night he's like, can I come back in the bed? And I said, you know, I go to the doctor next week. Can we just wait out the rest of the week? Because then if you kick it, I don't care. It'll be kind of almost healed. It'll be 6 weeks out. Just one more week. So that's what I've done, and I feel like a terrible wife.
No, you're not. Have him call me. There's many guys that can connect with him. Let him know the recliner can be more comfortable than the couch.
That's what somebody told me to sleep on.
You've had him sleeping on the couch for a month?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that kind of bad?
I mean, you're able to get up and come to work and everything. I think that...
Yeah, but he moves around a lot when he sleeps. And if he kicks this knee, it's still pretty tender. So I'm saying, you know, I guess we could just switch sides. That's what's so weird about Bill. He and Terry don't have a set side
it's
of the
very
bed.
Strange.
It is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. So I guess I'd feel weird if I had Jim on my right. I guess that would have been the solution.
There's many weird things about Bill, though.
Well, I know. And we'll wait till he comes back on Friday to explain them. Because he's fully, we're aware of most of them. That one's weird, though.
The weirdest thing I ever saw with a married couple, Steve, this actually happened. I had a friend, John Newcomb, not the tennis player, but a guy I went to high school with, John Newcomb, and his parents, they lived in a very nice house in Winnetka. His parents had his and her toilets in their master bathroom, and they faced each other.
That sounds like a Dave Kaplan move.
can you imagine? Like, that's, you know, I mean, no matter how much you love your spouse, isn't that the last time you want to, like, be having a conversation?
Okay, that's the weirdest thing I ever heard.
Isn't it? It's really, really horribly wrong.
Dave Kaplan, one time, I was walking out of the building with him, and he said that he and his wife were having a couple's colonoscopy. So that's what I mean. This toilet situation, you should give him the idea. This is not ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. A caponoscopy.
All right, Harry Tynowitz is in for Bill Leff. I am so happy to have him here. I'm Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. All right, Bill Leff will be back on Friday. He is at a toy symposium.
Of course he is.
In Paducah. So he will be back on Friday. We wish him safe travels. Harry Tynowitz sitting in Bill's chair for the day. Thank you so much for that. I was talking about getting my knee replaced on December 7th. I came from home from the hospital on the 10th, and I've kind of made Jimmy Mack sleep on the couch since then because I didn't want him to kick my leg. I'm still recovering. I'm tossing and turning. I'm up every couple of hours.
It's not like a Euro couch, is it? Like
no. I'm starting to feel like...
Is there cat hair, dog hair on it?
No, it's our front room couch that doesn't get used very frequently, so it's the most comfortable one. I just, you know, last night he's like, can I come back in the bed? And I said, one more week, honey. I see the doctor one more week from now.
Isn't that how your relationship with Jimmy Mack started?
He used to sleep on the couch in the jock lounge at the Loop radio station because he'd work like, you know, 20-hour shifts. The old days when you started in radio, you had to work every weekend.
Cut tape.
Yeah, he did everything. And like, who's that guy sleeping on the couch in the jock lounge? Somebody said they had their hip replaced in November. Sleeping in the Lazy Boy was so much better than sleeping in the bed. More
See?
Comfortable.
See? It's wonderful sleeping in a Lazy Boy. I'd prefer a bed, but Lazy Boy over couch.
We only have one recliner, and the boys broke it over the holiday because they were, I don't know, wrestling. One was reclined, one jumped on the other one. And it's
any particular reason?
Two teenage boys. I don't understand it. I really don't get boys.
Look what I can do.
Yeah, I don't really understand it. So I figure I've made it this long. I may as well just sleep in the bed by myself. And then next week, I go to the doctor on Wednesday. And then Wednesday night, Jim.
You make it sound like it's been a hardship on you. I figure I've gotten through it this long.
I feel so bad. And then we're getting our kitchen done, so they ripped everything out of our kitchen yesterday. And
oh,
there's
Jimmy
stuff
Mack's
all over.
Gonna need to sleep on the couch when you're getting your kitchen done.
Well, he's sleeping around, like, you know, stuff that we moved out of the kitchen. It's like, he goes, can I please come back next Wednesday, honey? All set for you. I know it's terrible. I'm sorry.
It's not
I would have done it for him.
Is the same guy doing the kitchen replacement that did the knee replacement?
No, but I wish that would have been a 2-for-1 deal.
You get like painkillers and stuff.
Yeah, boy, that's another thing. If we make it through the sleeping apart for 6 weeks and the kitchen being redone, we are going to make it after all.
You might. And Steve, she would do the same thing. If Jimmy Mack had the replacement.
Oh, I'm sure.
Wendy would do the same.
Absolutely. I would have, though.
Going on 5 weeks now?
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, I guess. I just, the worst thing I could think of is somebody banging into my knee right now. And he really, I turn from one side to another. That's it. I got my MyPillow. It's fluffed to my liking. I have the white color because it's a little smaller than Jim's green one. You know, I hate when he accidentally grabs my white MyPillow. It's like, mine is smaller. I lay on one side or the other. I don't really move that much. He moves around. He's going to kick my leg.
Yeah, I don't get the people that move while they sleep.
Why don't you put a pillow between you?
Yeah, I guess. Where were you 5 weeks ago, Bertrand?
I tell you, I didn't have to think real hard to come up with that solution, Wendy.
All right, what, Esther? What do you recommend?
This is your friend, Esther.
Hi, Esther.
I recommend that you and your husband switch sides of the bed for a while.
Yeah, I thought about that, but again, I didn't think about that till a couple days ago.
Okay.
I'm a baby about my knees, but yeah, maybe I should. We'll switch positions. Maybe he can come back into bed tonight. Would that be the way to do it, Esther?
Yeah, that'll keep a lot of conversation down.
Yeah. Were you married for a long time?
Yeah, 57 years.
God love you.
Whoa.
I still am.
Look at that. All right. Well, I need to take advice from you, Esther.
And did a judge sentence you to that?
A bit. They said, now you're married. We said, okay.
57 years. That is amazing. What do you attribute your marital success to?
Well, we love each other. We're, congenial, polite, think about each other. It's just... I mean, we're busy doing things, and we think about each other.
That's really the gist of it is, put someone before yourself for everything in life, isn't it? You can't always be selfish and think of yourself.
That's exactly right. And it's easy to think of yourself, but when you think of somebody else sometimes, it works out pretty well.
Look at that. Esther, you're the
walking
queen.
Example. Yeah, you're living proof.
Hey, I'll tell you, if Oprah doesn't run for president, maybe you should.
I don't think so.
You don't want that job, do you?
No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know who does, quite honestly.
I don't know.
What about bunk beds?
Got it. Amen.
What about bunk beds? Harry wants to know if bunk beds is the answer.
What if Wendy and Jim got bunk beds, Esther? How do you think that would work?
Well, you have to decide who's willing to go up top and fall down.
She's got it all figured out. Well, congratulations on the 57 years, and we always love when you call in, and we appreciate you listening.
Thank you, and I hope you're feeling better and get it straight pretty good.
Thank you so much, Esther. Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
I love her. I love when she calls in. She makes me feel better as a human being, and I got to be a lot nicer and put other people before me. Just a touch of your love is enough to knock me up on my feet, oh, just a touch of your want to tell you about a little gadget, let's just say, that I saw on Facebook. Someone that I am Facebook friends with purchased this for herself and her daughter, and it piqued my curiosity. So there was a website written down, and I clicked on it. And you got to find out about this particular light. It's kind of like ET. It's kind of, I don't know how to say it other than let's just explain it. The co-creator of the long distance touch lamp is on the line with us right now. This is Vanessa Whalen. Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. All right. I would like you to describe it because I have, like, you know, your elevator pitch. I'm going to ruin it. It is a technological thing that is very touching and touching, correct?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. It is a Wi-Fi enabled touch lamp. That, going along with the elevator pitch here, it's designed to help you connect with those you love, whether that be across town or literally across the globe. So basically how it works is these lamps can be connected in groups. As you described with your friend, a group as small as two with your friend and her daughter, or as many as, I think we've had as many as 12 before. They're connected together via the Wi-Fi, so wherever there's Wi-Fi, you're able to have this product. And when one member of that group touches his or her lamp, all the other members in that group light the same color.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, yeah. So if you and I happen to have a set, I would be here in Wichita, Kansas, and I might touch my lamp, and it would turn blue, and so yours would turn blue. And so then you said,
and I'd go, oh, my God, Vanessa's thinking about me right now, but she's not going to bug me and call me.
Exactly.
Even better.
Exactly. Yeah. So then you could touch yours, and yours might turn green, so then mine would turn green as well.
All right. So everybody has their own color designated.
If you want to, yeah. It depends on, I guess it depends on how well your family gets along. Because if you want to assign colors to everyone, which most people do, then that's kind of fun because then you know who's responding. If you have situations where folks are a little cranky and you're afraid somebody's going to keep score, you can have, not that that would happen, but you can have it be random as well. So it's really up to you.
So Vanessa, if your kid goes off to college, this is the perfect thing to say, I love you and I'm thinking of you for someone that's on the go. You just touch it and you continue doing what you're doing and they see the light and say, oh, dad's thinking of me or mom's thinking of me. But it could also be used by the laziest people in America if, like, it's time for dinner and you don't want to walk up the stairs and tell your kids.
Right.
I just text them and say dinner's ready. That's what I do now.
So is this something that is like, are these big lamps? Are they portable? Wendy was, now she's showing me.
They're so they're cute. They look like a little lantern.
My daughter is traveling to Japan with her with her Japanese class from
high
school.
And Harry's nervous to let her go.
So, I mean, this would be perfect for her mom and I. We could just touch this, and she could take this to Tokyo, and it wouldn't shatter, Shadoobie?
No. Absolutely. And, in fact, my son, who our oldest son, who actually goes to DePaul University, there, put in a plug there for Chicago school, his girlfriend studied abroad for a semester in Australia. And so we sent her one so that the two of them could keep in touch. So worked great.
It is the sweetest idea. Vanessa Whalen is on the line with us, co-creator of the long distance touch lamp designed by John Harrison and Vanessa. You can get it at a place called Uncommon Goods. It's a website where I've purchased. They have very cool items there at Uncommon Goods.
Would you say they have uncommon items?
Yes. But here's the thing. Now, I have my son Michael goes to junior college. He's mad at me because he wanted to go to Belmont University in Nashville, but don't think he was 100% ready yet. But it would have been tough for me to let him go. So I'm thinking this would have been perfect, although I don't know if it's going to work as well with a boy than it would as a girl.
Well,
because if he has a girl back in his room and all of a sudden his light comes on and he's like, oh, my God, my mom's thinking of me. Bad timing, Mom.
But she could also think, what a sensitive kid I've got. What a sensitive, you know, guy I'm dating.
Exactly. I think both of those things are true. but we have a solution for that as well. We thought about that because Not in this particular situation, but in certain cases, grandparents will buy these for their grandchildren. And so we definitely don't want the light going off in the middle of the night and waking up little junior. So that's a setting that you can choose to
disable it.
And yeah, you can activate so that it will only light between certain hours.
That's so cute under the guise of little junior, but really in the case of Wendy's son, it could be quite different. How did you think of this?
Great question.
Well, okay. So my husband is an engineer of sorts, a musician as well, but a design engineer. And so he was contemplating a few years back what would be a good present for the family, because we have family kind of all over the place, and what would be kind of a fun way to try to keep in touch. But that wouldn't necessarily mean, you know, picking up the phone and doing a phone call always. And so he was just kind of doing some rattling around. He's kind of a maker, involved in makerspace movement and stuff. And so kind of rattling around and just kind of exploring some of his websites that have sort of that geeky stuff, and kind of came up with the idea of the technology piece of it. And so then we kind of went further, and basically, not to bore you with all the details, we sort of came up with these lamps, built them down on the ping pong table, pretty much in the basement. Necessity being the mother of invention, the design came about because we needed something conductive that would conduct electricity and enable the touch sensing piece of it. So it all kind of came together like that. He was showing these lamps around to some of his friends in the local makerspace, and they said, hey, can you make me some of those? That happened more and more, and someone suggested that we do a Kickstarter, which we did, had a successful Kickstarter. And fairly soon after that, Uncommon Goods became interested, and that's where we are now. So they're our only distributor.
They are so cute.
What about Shark Tank? You got to get Cuban or one of those guys to buy it.
Well, yeah, could be. We're, you know, I'm a therapist and a social worker by discipline, so Shark Tank is a little sharky for me. But we definitely we've had that suggested. We're doing pretty well here. We're kind of just keeping up with what we've got going with Uncommon Goods at this point.
Well, I'm sure you're going to get a big boom in sales right now, because really, when I saw this on Facebook, I'm like, we have got to talk about this. I didn't know that you were a licensed specialist or clinical social worker. This, to me, kind of blends in, because we all want to know that we're being thought about, and, you know, we all respond well to touch. This, even though you can't do it physically, you can just say, hey, look, I would hug you right now if I was there, but I'm thinking about you. Here's the light.
Exactly. And one other thing that I should mention, because this is definitely an intention behind the product, you know, we're as connected as a society as we have perhaps ever been. We're completely connected via social media and texting and all of this stuff, and yet we're pretty disconnected as well. And so this is a nice way that is wordless, that, as you said, touch is very important, and that was very important to us, that it did contain that element of touch. And it's quiet. It's just sort of like a quiet presence.
And kids, kids like to have lights in their rooms. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's
cool,
a cool-looking thing.
Yeah.
You know, my 15-year-old son has, like, Christmas lights in his room year-round.
Yeah, my daughter's got those.
18-year-old son has a lava lamp. This is something that they really would like to have.
I had a black light way back when. So, Vanessa, two thoughts. First of all, you've got to get, like, a TV show or a movie that uses this, because people will see that and they'll go crazy for it. And my second thought is, now I love my daughter, and she's going to hopefully go off to college soon, and I would touch the touch lamp all the time, but like, couldn't I just leave, like, you know, a six pack on it, and it would constantly be touching, and she'd say, "Oh, Dad keeps thinking of me."
Well, we've not done any testing about that, but potentially, you know, you might. We did have our dog touch it once.
That's adorable.
But I don't know how that compares to the six pack. But that is definitely an idea to explore.
Oh my God, you can make one for a dog that if you train it to touch a little button, your face will pop up like a video of you going, "Hi Tiki, do you want a treat?" That's something you guys should work on too for the pets out there.
Exactly.
Except for make sure they're not named Tiki.
That's my dog.
I know.
Okay. All right, it's the Long Distance Touch Lamp. It was created by husband and wife team John Harrison and Vanessa Whalen. We have Vanessa on the line. We just had to have you on to congratulate you. This is such a touching, wonderful thing. It's one thing, you know, I send the goofy emojis to my sons every once in a while just to, like, here's a whale. I'm just thinking about you. But this is something different. And that whole touch connection to me, it's a touch without touching. I love it.
Yes, yes.
And well, how much do they run? Just let's get that out of the way right away.
Yes, yes. $75 for a single, which would be really sad if you only had a single, and $150 for a pair. The reason that there are singles as well is because you might have an odd number in your family, so you can purchase as many as you need to.
All right, $75 for one, $150, so $75 each. You can buy as many as you want. And right now the only place to get them is at uncommongoods.com?
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Tell them Wendy sent you.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations. This is so cool, and we wanted to have you on, and let us know when you come up with any add-ons or any new products, because such a great idea.
This has got to be the biggest thing to hit Wichita in some time, Vanessa.
Well, you probably don't have enough time for me to dispel that myth of us being a cow town, but yeah, it probably is.
Vanessa, I was a Jayhawk, and I can tell people that the very first Pizza Hut started in Wichita, Kansas.
Wow.
It did, absolutely.
Claim to fame, guys.
Mm-hmm. And they're
we have the original building on the WSU campus, so...
My dad went to Kansas. He was a Jayhawk for a short time. So
awesome. Well, that's the way most people do it.
I found an old college
short time
book with like the Jayhawk cover, the book cover. That's still in our basement somewhere.
That's great.
So very exciting. Well, look at that. And my dad has passed on, so I don't know if we can get him a touch lamp in heaven, but we could be doing that.
Well, it's a whole other... Wendy just gave you like another whole idea.
Yeah.
Touch lamps.
Other project.
Touch lamps in the coffin.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's freaking me and making me smile. Vanessa Whalen, congratulations, co-creator of the Long Distance Touch Lamp. You can find it at uncommongoods.com. I'm on their website right now. And thank John Harrison, your husband, as well. Good luck with this.
Sure will. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Isn't that the coolest thing?
That is
thing?
Very cool. It's very different. I like how unique it is. That's a different thing. That'd be a very cool gift. That's a gift you could give to a friend who's a perfect gift for someone who's like going off to college or moving out of town.
Yeah.
It's also a gift that you get for yourself if your kid is getting ready to, you know, move on.
And that would be more for you than
right.
for them.
Right.
Because they will be fine when they go away to school.
Right.
But the parents at home are like... Oh, I hope they're thinking of me.
Right, but they would find time to touch it. They'd touch it back.
All right, if I was a college student, here's what I would do. I would give someone $5 a day to come in at like...
Touch it.
Yeah, to touch it and let your parents know you're thinking
terrible.
About it. God, $5 a day, I'd get beer money.
Moms would know. That's not Wendy's touch. I don't know who she thinks she's fooling. That's not Wendy's touch. I'd recognize Wendy's touch anywhere.
I love it. All right, the Long Distance Touch Lamp, if you want one, check it out. And they do work. Like I said, a Facebook friend of mine bought her daughter one from Chicago to, I think, like Tinley or Payless Park. And they do it, and it's cute.
And, you know, and if Leff were here, I'm sure he'd point out that Commissioner Gordon could have saved a fortune on the bat single if he had just had touch lamps for Batman and himself.
You make me miss Bill.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks for channeling him. Harry Tynowitz, who is in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. You're an epic man, Harry Tynowitz.
Yeah. Something to always remember you by.
You work with Mark Carman on the weekends. Is it
yes.
Saturday?
Yes, it's
I
the
hear
Wendy
you guys
Snyder
every
Fan
week.
Club show. Yes, it's 4 to 7 on Saturdays, unless there's a Northwestern or a Blackhawks conflict. Then we might be a little circumcised.
Yes, I have heard your show in a shorter form, the short form and long form.
Mm-hmm.
I like the long form better, quite honestly.
Thank you. You'll get a full 3 hours of At the Carm and Moi this Saturday.
You guys are very good together.
Well, he's got a wonderful personality, and his relationship scares him. So I try to bring out his personality and his fear of commitment, and it's going well.
Well, that's good. And I told you off the air that I was watching the Golden Globes. I was paying more attention because Bill is into that more, and he wasn't going to be here Monday, mm-hmm. so I thought I should step up to the plate. And
the burden fell on you.
Yeah. And I haven't watched an award show in years, and I watched the red carpet and everything, and that's when I thought, I really don't like celebrities anymore. I don't care. They're too rich. They have nice clothes. They have a pool. I don't like them.
Thank you for being real.
I mean, I like to watch the movies, but
You're not the only one thinking that.
And I'm ashamed of myself for loving Oprah so much, and after her awesome speech, which was awesome, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, she should be president. No, she shouldn't, and that was stupid of me, and I'm ashamed of myself.
But you thought of Carm during the SAG Awards?
Thank you for bringing me back. That's my ADHD mind. Thanks for helping me a little bit. You're my Adderall today. I appreciate it.
Go on.
What I was thinking is when... Amy Poehler and Andy Samberg got up mm-hmm. to give an award. I thought that Andy Samberg looked very much like our own Mark Carman. Adorable.
Well, that is a big compliment for Andy Samberg. Now, it's a big compliment for Carm because Andy...
That's who he looks like.
Well, he's very attractive. You know, I'm secure enough in my masculinity. I can gauge another man. He's very attractive, and he's in great shape, and he's very youthful.
And he's nice.
Yes. See, I thought Carm looked like Amy Poehler.
No,
but that's a very good compare. You got to call the show Saturday and tell him that. That will puff up his chest. That will boost him up.
Do we want to puff him up?
Oh, yeah.
More?
Yeah. What if I told you that Carm's girlfriend got sent 10 dozen roses by her ex-boyfriend? Should Carm be worried about that?
10 dozen?
Yeah. Because he's not. It gets better, Wendy. It gets better because I found something out about the ex-boyfriend. What if I told you the ex-boyfriend lives in the same building 7 floors below her?
Why is he not freaking out?
Because he's at the Carm. He's cool. He's
all right,
cool.
Well, will we find out more about this if we listen on Saturday?
I think you will. And she's great. Chelsea Banana Carman, she's awesome.
This is the longest relationship he's been involved with in a long time, isn't
it? Right. His last one was 20 minutes. A week from Sunday are the SAG Awards where they drink.
Oh, yeah. I have to finish watching all the movies so I can vote.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I get that, too. I get to vote as well. Mm-hmm. It's great getting those movies, huh?
Yeah, but I have to watch them this year. I didn't want to vote if I didn't see all of them.
You'll love it. Have you watched A Disaster Artist yet?
No, that one I didn't get.
It's online. You got to figure out how to use your...
My 18-year-old son, Michael, saw The Room and Disaster Artist and loved them.
Disaster Artist is spectacular. James Franco is fantastic in The Disaster Artist.
All right. Well, I love him, although he's now just been accused of perhaps some sexual harassment.
He was on Colbert last night.
Yeah.
He was very sincere, I thought, saying, I don't know what Ally Sheedy's talking about. He said, we did a play together, and I thought it was a great experience. I don't know what she's talking about.
I'm anxious to find out more. We have to take a break. Dane Neal is here. We're going to be talking to him after the 11 o'clock news. And then in honor of Harry Tynowitz sitting in for Bill Left, Bill is a great game show host, and
I
feel that he should be hosting one of these new games like the Match Game or Game of Games instead of Ellen.
Right.
But you have come up with the Harry Tynowitz game that I can't wait to play. So quick break, news, and it's all coming your way on 720 WGN. Thank you, Steve. Great job. It is WGN. Bill Leff is at a toy symposium in Paducah, Kentucky.
She's serious.
He will return on Friday. Harry Tynowitz is sitting in Bill Leff's seat today. I'm Wendy Snyder, and Dane Neal joins us each and every other Wednesday. And Dane is back. Hi.
Wow. It's good. It's good to see you.
I haven't seen you
in a long time, right?
Because over a month.
You have. You've been, going through the procedure. And you're coming through with flying colors. Harry, I see on a regular basis. He's in right after me on Saturdays. And so I noticed, and for the listeners out there that, are looking or driving or whatever, can't be on the website, he's so dressed up today normally because he's you talked a little bit about the acting on the method side. He's always wearing sports attire on the weekends, and here he is dressed as a talk show
Argyle
host.
Sweater, dude.
Yes.
Would your wife dress you today?
She did. Well, I just look, I got the... Dockers on first, and then I just had to match the sweater that had the Tigger on it also.
The Gray Animals for adults. Bill Leff wears those, too.
Oh, yeah, well, there's a reason for that.
Now, Dane, of course, is on the weekend on the road, and you had a nice holiday and everything. I haven't talked to you since.
Yeah, then. Everything went pretty well. And, you know, the Christmas and the New Year's and all that kind of stuff. And we'll be talking about some of the adventures afterwards this weekend on the program, some of the transformative travel, family road trips, and all that we experienced. And excited to be here with you guys today.
Well, thank you for joining us. Yeah. You've brought a guest.
I have. Okay, so, you know, when you think about the pilgrimage for great events, great food, Chicago is that destination. And when you can add in a really important and good cause to it, I think you're way ahead of the game. And excited to have. So the Jean Bonchet Awards are happening. And it is, you've heard me talk about the James Beard Awards before, kind of a national award. We've been, involved with that on the red carpet and covering it and all those personalities. A lot of our Chicago restaurants and personalities that are national figures, oftentimes themselves compete for the Jean Bonchet Awards,
and that's just Chicago.
It's Chicago in the region, right? Is it okay? Well, in studio, let's introduce her. So Sarah Evans, she's the development director for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. She is part of that great cause that this award ceremony supports. And so, Sarah, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thanks
Hi, Sarah.
For having me.
Now, how does Cystic Fibrosis Foundation hook up with these food awards?
It's an excellent question.
Yeah. So about 20 years ago, we started a gala, fundraising gala, like all charities do. So we had our Grand Chef's Gala. A couple years into that, they wanted to find a hook or something to do to make it a little different. Jean Bonchet had just retired. Obviously, it being a food event itself, they thought it would be a really good idea to host a culinary awards program during the gala. So that's how it started. Jean Bonchet was on board. He had nothing to do at this time. L'Enfancée had closed. So he joined the fight for finding a cure for cystic fibrosis
what
at the
great
time.
Guy.
And so we've been doing it ever since. And about 3 years ago, the event grew and grew and grew. And so now we hold it on its own night. It's its own awards program. So we're having it this Sunday.
Congratulations for it growing, and obviously it benefits the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation tremendously.
And there's many different awards. You know, it's not just like Chef of the Year or Restaurant of the Year. I gravitate right towards Pastry Chef of the Year.
Something
now,
for everybody.
As part of your responsibility for, helping run cystic fibrosis, do you, get access to these pastries? People bring them by?
Quality control?
Yeah, it's my civic duty to make sure that everything tastes good, all the drinks are good. We have built relationships with a lot of the chefs on there, and so we're fortunate enough to have them support our foundation. There's a lot out there that they could support, so we're very grateful to have them joining us at the Bonchet Awards.
It was an interesting question because, you see some of these different, events, and maybe there's a food component to it, or it's kind of a chef-driven event, and it'll support kind of a food-related charity or cause, hey, let's stamp out hunger, or let's help this or that. And so it was interesting to see, and it's interesting to hear too, that kind of that organic way that it all sort of starts. Now, cystic fibrosis, you guys have done a great job on the messaging as far as letting people know that it exists. It's kind of a strange word, right? A little right. bit of mystery involved with it. I'm familiar with it, but I'm not really sure what it is. So that would be great.
And we get that a lot because it only affects about 30,000 people in the United States. So if you don't know somebody who has the disease, chances are you've never heard of it, or you've heard of it, but you're not quite sure what it is. So it's a genetic disease that mainly affects the lungs and pancreas. So breathing is really difficult. Some people who have CF say it's kind of like if you were to take a straw and try and breathe through it, and that's what it's like breathing all the time.
Oh my God.
And with the pancreas, they have trouble digesting food. So there's, nutritional insufficiencies, and they have a lot of digestive problems. So those are really the two ways that the disease impacts their life.
And pancreas also affects diabetics. So it's that darn pancreas.
I know. So there's a lot of people, that's one of the side effects. There's a lot of CF-related diabetes. So things that, kind of snowball as people get older and with these insufficiencies, and it wears on people's bodies.
And how much are the tickets? And if you cannot make the event, can I make a donation in honor of this wonderful
That's very
event?
Nice of you,
Absolutely.
Harry.
Absolutely. Thank you, Harry. We would love that. So right now the event is sold out. We offered, public tickets and industry tickets to those that wanted to bring people from their kitchens to celebrate the night. But we do have another event coming up. We love food and drinking at the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
Who doesn't? Come on.
So we have an event coming up February 2nd. A lot of the chefs that are being honored and nominated on Sunday. We'll be there doing tasting tables. So tickets are available for that. And they start at $350. And there's a bunch of different levels. But there's about 40 chefs that will be there doing tasting tables in different capacities. And pastry chefs will be there, too.
I know with some of the chefs have been involved in kind of supporting kids that either have the disease and kind of work together. I know you've done some different segments where they're getting involved in maybe kids that have it that are pursuing or would like to have a career on the culinary side. They're getting them together. I think it always helps when you can have people of note or notoriety out there kind of helping to share a little bit about that. Now, it's for Harry on the sports side. Is this true? This comes to mind. Was Boomer Esiason?
His son.
Okay, so you would know, yeah. And that's kind of where I got most of the information that I've got about it too. So it's great to have it be on the food side, something that everybody can kind of relate to, and kind of making those chefs putting them to work, kind of supporting it.
Yeah, and like I said, they're great, and we are very fortunate. So young Evie Murphy will be joining us on Sunday night. She will be handing out the awards to all of the winners, and she has cystic fibrosis. So when the chefs kind of come off stage, it's the personal connection, and they're all very excited. And so to have that personal touch and be like, she is a beautiful, vibrant young woman. And then to know that she has this terrible disease, it's impactful.
Is there a cure for it? Can it be put under control? I mean,
yeah. So we're working on the foundation's working on it. Right now, there's a control for about 50% of the population, a little bit more. So that kind of means that somebody is able to take a pill or a couple pills a day, and their lung functions have increased. They're being able to put on weight because those nutritional deficiencies are being fixed. They're having less exasperations, so less hospital stays, less doctor visits. So really great progress has been made. But again, it's only 50% of the population. So the foundation is working for a control for everybody, and then ultimately a cure. So the thought being someone would walk into a doctor's office with CF and leave without it. So that's what we're working towards. That's what we're fighting for. Yeah.
And I know after the break, we're going to go into some of the nominees and some of the chefs that are being highlighted, some of the biggest names, successful chefs and restaurants in Chicago. On the research side, if you didn't have what you guys are doing as far as, some of the, with the doctors and then the scientists and all that kind of stuff, is it something that's, it's fatal, right? I mean, you get it. I guess you get that diagnosis when you're like a young
kid. When you're
born, yeah. And then what's the normal life expectancy without treatment for this?
So when the foundation was started in the 1950s, kids weren't expected to live past preschool. So they mainly died from CF-related issues. So lung infections kind of being a big cause of that. Now with the research and the drugs that are on the market, the life expectancy has jumped to about 30, 40, and they say and beyond, because we have people in their 50s and 60s
that's
that are
amazing.
Living with cystic fibrosis, which is incredible.
Oh my God, that's amazing. We need to take a break, and we're visiting with Dane Neal and Sarah Evans from Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, talking about the Jean Bonchet Awards, which are sold out. But if you do want to donate money and attend another fundraiser they're having February 2nd, what's the best website to send people to?
So you can go to BoncheAwards.com. There you can make a donation, and there's also a link that'll take you to the February 2nd event.
For people like me, how do you spell that?
Sure. BANCHET. Awards, AWARDS.com.
I meant awards.
All right.
I gave you the whole thing.
Quick break, and then we're back. It's Harry Tynowitz in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder. We're with Dane Neal, 720 WGN. It's Harry Tynowitz in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder, and Dane Neal is here along with Sarah Evans from the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Now, Dane, we were talking about the Jean Bonchet Awards, which unfortunately are sold out.
Well, it's a great award presentation show here, and of course the chefs all they I don't want to say compete, it's a friendly competition obviously for some great accolades that they can add to their resume, and I think add to Chicago's resume as well. But the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, a lot of those same chefs are going to be working towards another great event that's coming up on February 2nd, which, and I think the venue is really cool, second to none. Anytime you can go to an event at the Field Museum, right? It's something special. You got everything you know and love about the museum, all those reasons to go there. Harry, of course, you go for the ancient Egyptian and the dinosaurs.
Sue.
You eat your appetizers off of King Tut's tomb, don't you?
Yes, I do. They are very un-Tutankhamun.
my God.
Okay, you got it.
Dane, take it.
From so February 2nd is that next event. A lot of those great chefs are going to be there. This is going to be an incredible event. And Sarah, you've got, for our listeners here, the Bill and Wendy Show starring Harry today, and then two tickets for that event coming up, right?
Yeah, we can offer two tickets to that event. It's going to be great. This is one of the last events where you'll get to see Sue. They're moving her. So come and celebrate Sue. A great cause. Like I said, we'll have about 40 chefs coming doing tasting tables. There'll be pastry chefs, mixologists, all you can eat and drink.
So coming up to about 20 years for the Jean Bouchet Awards and that connection that you've had with Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, a lot of great stars. Do you mentioned you like food and wine, food and drink at the foundation. I'm sure a lot of your fans and supporters do as well. So talk about some of the awards that are coming up and some of those great personalities that are going to be there that you're excited to meet, that you're honoring.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We kind of crafted this a little bit off of, you know, the Oscars and having presenters come and give the awards and just really a fun night to celebrate Chicago's culinary community. Have a little fun with it, poke a little fun at us. But really, this is one of the greatest food cities in the country. I mean, Food and Wine said it was number one. So we want to celebrate that. And so we have a few presenters coming to give the awards out. My favorite and who I'm most excited about, Eric LaSalle. He is currently working as a producer on the Chicago Fire, Chicago series, but is of ER fame.
Yes, you loved him on ER.
And so I'm very excited to meet him. He'll be handing out one of the awards. And then we have just a bunch of great chefs who I idolize and love. So Sarah Grunberg will be there. Curtis Duffy will be handing out an award.
Nice.
We'll be honoring Andrew Zimmerman. Just a lot of really great chefs that make this city so wonderful.
I've heard of the Bouchet Awards, but these Oscars you speak of. Will Chef Boyardee be there?
Well, maybe next year. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, when's he get the Lifetime Achievement Award, I think?
Okay, so sommelier of the year. Now, the people will joke around, sommeliers, they just get cracked all night. But, I mean, there's an art to knowing
totally.
Every mm-hmm. single bottle of wine.
And what pairs well with what.
Yeah. So do you have any, like, can we wager on this? Do you have any, like, inside poop on the sommelier of the year?
I wish I had insider knowledge. We have a panel that kind of helps craft all this, so it's unbiased. I have nothing to do with the selection of the nominees and the winners. I only kind of help facilitate that everything happens. But the sommelier category, I watched a couple documentaries on that, and their wealth of knowledge and kind of what they store in their brain in terms of whole catalog of a restaurant.
It's a tough test.
Tough.
Yeah. It's a tough test. That's what you get when you have a Harry Tynowitz involved, is you build in a little bit of the handicapping, right?
That's right.
In some of these awards. Don't think it's not happening.
Mixologist of the year, I got 8-5 on the young lady from Oriole.
All right. Well, this sounds like a great time, some great food. I mean, you forget that Chicago really is an amazing city for food and drink. I mean, I know it is. We live here, but we take it for granted, you know?
We do. Everybody just thinks it's deep dish pizza and Italian beef sandwiches, but
not
there's so much more.
Not there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's not, but they run the gamut of, you know, having everything.
We wish all the nominees the best of luck at the awards coming up. And then afterwards, you will have, you know, one lucky listener is going to have, if they take someone with them, right? So there'll be two lucky listeners, but one winner. I'll have the opportunity to congratulate them in person coming up on February 2nd. So how do we want to give away? How do you want to do it? Is there like a lucky number for the cystic fibrosis as far as the best caller? Do you have any kind of quiz question?
Yeah, so 65 roses is kind of our backstory. So when the kids were little, they have a trouble saying cystic fibrosis, so it comes out as 65 roses. So 65 has kind of always been our number of choice, so I say let's go with that one.
All right, Jasmine, sorry, this is going to be a lot of work for you, but caller number 65 at 312-981-7200, and you will score
two tickets to the February 2nd event supporting the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and it's going to have a lot of the stars and food celebrities, great chefs that are going to be involved and honored at the Jean Bouchet Awards. And what's the website for that, where they can get more information on that event, who's participating?
Sure, so you can go to cffgrandchefs.com.
Very cool. I like the 65th caller. I was going to suggest best Coquille Saint-Jacques recipe. Jeez, here's my impersonation of Jasmine right now. You're caller 3, you're caller 4. Congratulations to the 65th caller.
She will do it honestly. She's a very honest girl.
I think she just goes, no.
Yeah. Sarah, so nice to meet you.
You too.
And
thank
good luck,
you so
continued success with the great work you're doing.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Dane, always a pleasure.
Always. Thank you.
All right, quick break. We'll find out who the winner is. Jasmine might be counting 65 callers from now until John Williams is on the air, but we'll get there. It's Harry Tynowitz in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. Thank you, Kim Gordon. Always a pleasure. And Harry Tynowitz is sitting in for Bill Left today. And Harry is, unlike Judy Pilak, I don't know if you were listening to the stream yesterday. Jasmine, you will remember this. We found out that Judy Pilak, who co-hosted with me yesterday, said she got up at 5 a.m. And I said, what'd you get up so early for? And she said, because I was working on show stuff. And Jasmine and I laughed and said, okay, what did you bring to the table?
Right.
And she didn't answer. But now you, on the other hand, Harry, have been sending emails like crazy, so much so that I didn't even answer you. Another one from Harry, just let's do it on the air.
Now I have two Wendy's in my life that don't pay attention to me.
Right, your wife and
right.
me.
I sent a bunch of stories that I thought...
And I liked all of them.
Well, thank you.
I just didn't feel like responding.
That's fine. Maybe we'll stream some of those stories. And then I have a game, because, you know, Bill and I are of the same blood, and you know, I think if a game is stupid enough, it's entertaining.
All right. We all can agree on that. And Bill hosts games on this show. I don't like to host them. Quite honestly, I like to listen to them, the games that Bill and you come up with.
This is what
But I didn't see an email on a game.
Because Jasmine and I want you to play in the game. So what we're going to do is the game is based on something about you. This is a game for you. And we're going to get two Bill and Wendy listeners up, two listeners to WGN Radio, and they will go head-to-head, and they will each get to use you as a lifeline three times. That's why you didn't get the answers, because you can't know the answers, because if they go to you for a lifeline, you got to be able to have them off the top of your noodle.
Oh, I got
to
play for reals here.
Yeah, for reals.
All right. I do have a little double whammy prize to give away that I have to be honest with you. I would like to win my own self.
Well, maybe.
I am kind of a weather geek. I am the female Tom Skilling. In my house, anyway. We have a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling.
How awesome is that?
The 60-Minute Man. I know. That is so cool. A desktop indoor weather station. I would like that.
My father-in-law would love that. That's really cool.
There are a lot of weather geeks out there. Some closeted, some not. Mm-hmm. I say it loud, say it proud.
My wife's got a thing for the guy on the Weather Channel. Jim, you know, the guy who's always out in
think
the
of his name.
Typhoons.
What the hell is his name?
Jasmine.
Italian.
Yeah,
Jim.
Jim
Cantori.
Yes.
Thank
That's
you.
It. Yeah, I like him too. Got to be honest.
Good
with
thing
you.
Someone here is.
Yeah, Kim knows. So we also
the
have
things I know.
We have this weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men, and we're going to throw into that a Lou Malnati's gift certificate because I'm sorry, I think it would be awesome to sit around and eat pizza and. Diddle on weather stuff.
There you go. There's over 40 different great Lou Mal's locations around Chicago.
We go to the Western Springs one.
Oh, they got one in Evanston.
Yep. Is that yours?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You can find out, order, get the locations, do whatever you need. Go to loumalnatis.com. So what number callers do we want to take today?
Well, let's see. Jasmine just dealt with 65.
Yeah, so be nice.
So how about, let's see, 66?
No,
see,
no, come on.
Well, you know what? How about this? How about since
There doesn't
65,
have to be a segue for everything.
Right, I know. Well, 3 and 4. 3 and 4. Walter
right.
Payton, 34.
All right. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You're such a sports guy.
Rise and grind, baby.
Callers number 3. And callers number 3 and 4 at 312-981-7200. And you will play. Does this game have a
name?
We'll
tell them when they come back.
All right. Well, Jasmine will get those people ready. We'll take a quick break and get things ready for a fun little game put together by Harry Tynowitz. I can't wait to play it and listen. And he's sitting in for Bill today. And I'm Wendy Snyder on 720 WGN. All right, it's Wendy Snyder here. Bill Leff is at a toy symposium. He will return on Friday. The lovely Judy Pilak will be sitting in with me again tomorrow. But today, the lovely and talented Harry Tynowitz is here, and he has put together a game. We have a couple of prizes to give away, a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men, and a Lou Malnati's gift certificate for a fantabulous pizza. Lou Malnati's, of course, the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. And you wanted callers 3 and 4. Would you like to meet our contestants?
Yeah, let's say hi to both of them.
All right, I wish we had dating game music, but we do not.
Da, 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 da.
That's perfect. We can say hello to Frank. Frank is contestant number one. Hi, Frank.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
Elmhurst, Illinois.
I like Elmhurst, Illinois.
What's going on in Elmhurst this morning, Frank?
Cloudy and misty, and it's better than it was last week.
Is Hamburger Heaven open yet?
No, it's closed for the season, actually.
Yeah, I know. It's the best. It's like the original Big Mac, like the triple-decker burger. Very good. All right, do you want to meet your contestant or your challenger?
Sure.
All right, hang on. I got to hit this button, and then we say hello to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Good. Aaron, meet Frank. Frank, meet Aaron.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Aaron.
Aaron, where are you calling from?
Mount Prospect, Illinois.
All right, I don't know anything about Mount Prospect.
Like, my wife and I met at the Zanies in Mount Prospect.
Oh,
very cool.
Yes, which is no longer there.
She was in the audience?
She was in the audience.
And you made her laugh, like Bobby Vann.
Just Bobby
Vann. Make me laugh.
Oh, my God. that's awesome. Make me laugh. Yes. And then he'd be a contestant on, he'd sit in the banana section.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that show, Make Me Laugh, Aaron or Frank? It was hosted by Bobby Vann, and it was on
three comics, and if you didn't laugh, you'd win a prize.
Yeah. But
very cool.
You guys don't have to laugh. I don't really know what this game entails.
I don't either.
Well, you guys, you're all going to be great at it. You're all going to be okay. So Wendy Snyder is making her triumphant return to the airwaves at WGN this week. She just had knee replacement surgery. So in honor of Wendy's knee, we are playing the knee game. Every answer is somebody whose name has the word knee in it.
Oh, right on.
Okay.
This is so up your and Bill Leff's alley, I got to tell you.
So, Frank, you'll go first. Aaron, you'll go second. Please don't give the other person's answer because they can use it. There's seven questions for each of you. The game will move fast. Three times you'll each get to use Wendy as a lifeline. So if you know the answer, go ahead and give it to us. If not, you can ask Wendy to be your lifeline, and then you don't have to take her answer.
Yeah, because I don't guarantee I know the right answer.
So again, it's the knee game. Every answer has the word knee in it. And Frank, we'll begin with you.
Let's go.
Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
All right. This cool music. This actor starred with Leonardo DiCaprio in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. He portrayed the title character in Edward Scissorhands, and he starred in all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Come on, Frank. You got this.
I see his face. Boy. His name's got a knee in it?
Yes, it does.
Wendy, help me.
Can I help him?
Yeah, you can help him.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, you want to go with that one?
Sure.
I would, too. That is correct. Just like that. Wendy has helped you, and you are out to a 1-0 lead. Frank, you're down to two lifelines. Aaron, your chance. Here you go. Remember, the name of this game is the knee game, Aaron. This left-handed bassist has written a few popular songs, such as Penny Lane, Yesterday, and Hey Jude.
Oh, my God. I'm so blanking. I'm stuck on Johnny Depp. I didn't get that one. I'll ask Wendy, just
because
I'm frozen. I can't think of anything.
All right. My guess would be Paul McCartney.
Yes. Thank you, Wendy.
You can go with that?
Yes.
It is Paul McCartney.
I like this game.
It's so stupid.
It is really stupid,
I had
and
so
I love
much
it.
Time on my
so
hands.
Are they tied up?
They're tied up. It's all mounted at
am
once.
Am I playing the game for both of them?
Well, they can each use you two more times.
All right.
Okay, guys, save those lifelines. You're going to need them later, maybe. Frank, in the movie Night Shift, Michael Keaton's character says of this fictional character, what an actor. This guy lives next to his best friend, Fred, with his pet, Hoppy, his wife, Betty, and his son, Bam Bam.
Come on, Frank.
Barney.
Barney, you need a last name?
Rubble.
You are correct, sir. 2-1 in favor of Frank. Okay, here's a chance to tie it up, though, for young Aaron in Mount Prospect. Good luck to you. All right. He starred in the film version of the Beverly Hillbillies. He was in Ernest Saves Christmas and all the Ernest movies. And he voiced Slinky the dog in Toy Story.
Oh, my God. The Vern guy.
Yes, it is the Vern guy. Jim, you're halfway there.
Jim Varney,
you are correct.
All right, that one I couldn't have helped you with, so I'm glad you got that on your own.
You would have gotten it. You've seen Toy Story so many times. Okay, back to you, Frank. We're not at a two. Just three nights ago, she won the Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress playing Tanya Harding's mom. Coincidentally, she's won the Emmy Award twice for playing Anna Faris's mom. She's also won the Emmy Award for her roles in Masters of Sex and The West Wing. Who is the actress I'm looking for?
Jenny.
First name?
I forget.
Judge Jasmine, are we taking this answer? He's got... Jenny doesn't have the first name. What do you think, Jazz? Up to you.
I think we should do another question.
I think he should have to use his lifeline.
I get a lifeline.
You can use your lifeline. You'll be down to one.
All right, it would be Allison Janney.
Allison Janney. It's right there. I knew it was that.
Yep,
Mary,
Allison
Janney.
Is this
game going to be done in the next five minutes?
Yeah, we're playing, but we're halfway done. Yes, okay. So it's 3-2, and we go to Erin. Erin, she's best known for playing Assistant District Attorney Alex Cabot on Law & Order SVU, the blonde district attorney. In real life, she's married to celebrity chef Bobby Flay. She's best known...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
She's best known for playing Assistant District Attorney Alex Cabot on Law & Order SVU. And in real life, she is married to celebrity chef Bobby Flay. Do you have any idea who it is?
Stephanie March.
It is Stephanie March. Look at you.
I had no idea. Absolutely no idea. So okay. Good for you.
Okay.
Tied up.
I'm on the Paul McCartney, so I'm trying to do myself here.
Frank, this former teen idol from Ogden, Utah, had hits like Puppy Love and Lazy River with his brothers. Then he became a TV star when he shared a show with his sister Marie.
Donny Osmond.
4-3 and a new sound effect. All right, chance to tie it for Erin, who's saving her lifelines. This former Mrs. Kevin Federline, her first two albums were...
Brittany Spears.
Wow, that was good. And
yeah, I knew that too. As soon as you said
K-Fed,
that.
K-Fed?
Yeah. Mrs. All right,
K-Fed.
Are they tied up?
They're tied up.
How many more questions?
Three each, but he's only got one lifeline left.
She's got two. All right.
Okay, this is for Frank and Elmhurst. Frank, this was the name of Christopher Columbus's first of his three ships.
Santa Maria and, oh gosh, going back to fifth grade history.
Do you have an answer?
Nina.
It is the Nina, and you're out of lifelines.
No, he didn't use me.
I didn't use a lifeline.
Oh, that's right.
He did it on himself.
He did it on his own. Congrats.
I did two on myself. I got two lifelines left.
No, you have
one left.
Because I helped you with Allison Janney.
Okay, Erin. Erin, to tie the game, he invented the cotton gin.
Oh, Eli Whitney.
Absolutely. Harry, you are hysterical.
I've got nothing else I can do in my life. Okay.
Tied up still.
Frank, this Serbian-Montenegrin basketball player was the Bulls' first pick in 2011. He wears number 44 for our favorite basketball team. He's having his best season as a pro Bull, but his jaw-dropping performance has been overshadowed by his teammate breaking his jaw. What Bull am I talking about?
Yes, I know his name. I need help.
Oh, boy.
Wendy?
You shouldn't be asking me.
I know.
Nikola Mirotic?
It is Nikola.
There you go. That's it.
Nikola Mirotic. And now you are out of lifelines. Two questions left, and Erin Mount Prospect still has both of her lifelines left. One of the greatest prize fighters ever. This Filipino boxer is the only person ever to be champion in 8 different divisions of the sport. He currently serves as a senator where he grew up in the Philippines. So I am looking for one of the greatest prize fighters ever. This Filipino boxer is the only person to be champion in 8 different divisions of the sport. Currently serves as a senator where he grew up in the Philippines.
It's not Britney Spears.
It's not Britney Spears.
It's not Paul McCartney.
No. I guess I could ask Wendy, but I don't know, Wendy. You don't happen to know a lot.
I like boxing a lot.
Same. Conor McGregor, but that's not the answer at all. He's definitely not Filipino.
Can you use your lifeline?
Yeah, I'll use it. I don't know if it'll help, but
I hope it would.
Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, good for you, Wendy. Thank you.
You going to go with that?
Yeah.
She wears many hats, this Wendy.
Manny hats.
Manny.
Thank you very much.
See what she did there? All right, last question. The difference is that Erin still has her lifeline.
One left.
Okay, this
These
is
are
for...
These very hard questions here.
Frank, this is for you, Frank.
All right.
Okay, good luck to you, Frank. This platinum blonde with the big bust not only dated Burt Reynolds, but she portrayed receptionist Jennifer Marlowe on the hit TV show WKRP in Cincinnati. This platinum blonde with the big bust not only dated Burt Reynolds, but she portrayed receptionist Jennifer Marlowe on the hit TV show WKRP in Cincinnati. Who is she?
Yes, I know her face.
I know
Most
her bust.
Most people know her boobs.
I don't know.
And he's out of lifelines.
He's out of
this
lifelines.
This could have cost him the game.
Okay.
Does it go to Erin?
No. But did you know the answer there?
I just want to
see. I do.
Yeah, let's see if Erin knows it.
It won't count for her win, but go ahead, Erin.
Yeah, Lonnie Anderson.
Yep.
Lonnie. Erin, get this, and you are the winner of the knee game on the Bill and Wendy show. He came to prominence playing Louie on the TV show Taxi. He starred as the Penguin in Batman Returns, opposite Arnold Schwarzenegger in Twins, and Billy Crystal in Throw Mama from the Train.
Not Paul.
No, he's not.
And he's married to the comedian from Cheers.
Yeah, Perlman, right.
I can't think of his name, though. I guess I'll use my last lifeline, please.
Danny DeVito.
Thank you. Yes.
And just like that, Erin from Mount Prospect, you are the champion of the knee game. Congratulations. Hold on. Wendy, tell her what she's won.
I will. And Frankie, thank you so much for playing. We appreciate it. Hang on the line. Erin, you have won a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. And also, we're throwing in a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. You can find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations at loumalnati's.com. It was very fun working with Harry Tynowitz. You did a great job at that game. Back with Steve Bertrand next on 720 WGN.